Hey leaders, before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you about a free event that I'm hosting, your Personal Leadership Audit Live Workshop. I've put the workshop together because if you want to stand out as an exceptional leader, you have to know yourself, inside and out. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is critical, and for that, you need a high degree of self-awareness and a commitment to self-reflection. Now, if you're committed to unlocking your leadership potential, then working through a self-assessment like this is going to help you to quickly identify a path to higher impact. I'll be leading you through a deep dive into the 7 imperatives of my No Bullshit Leadership Framework, so that by the end of the session, you'll know exactly what areas you need to develop if you really want to stand out from the crowd. We're only opening up 150 spots, so register now at yourceomentor.com/workshop. That's yourceomentor.com/workshop.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. Many CEOs and senior executives talk a good game when it comes to culture change and transformation. It's almost as if it's expected. But even though they might make the right noises, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have the commitment to set a higher standard or to generate the level of momentum that it would take to lead the change successfully. Pretty much every senior leader says that they want a constructive, high-performance culture, but very few can clearly articulate what this means, and even fewer are prepared to do what it takes to effect any lasting sort of change. It doesn't mean they're bad people, or even that they're ineffective leaders necessarily. What it does mean is that many senior leaders are only prepared to go so far in the quest for culture change. It's the elephant in the room that no one really wants to talk about. So they create elaborate change programs and they spend a bunch of investors' money to give the appearance of making major changes to the culture, while in reality, not being prepared to do many of the most fundamental things that would actually make a difference. They might be happy to spend money on a change program, but balk at making decisions to remove underperforming leaders who are standing in the way of progress. And they don't possess either the will or the skill to execute on the changes. They might be happy to give accountability to a transformation team to lead the charge on a company-wide culture change program, but at the same time, they might be completely unwilling to enforce new standards of behaviour and performance with the line leaders, who are the ones who ultimately manage the majority of the workforce. They might be happy to invest in change specialists who come and go, but not in hiring, developing, and lifting the bar for the senior leaders. You know, the ones who have to make the culture change stick in the months and years after the change specialists have moved on to their next adventure. Often you won't be in a position to influence the change program. You're just along for the ride as the targets and objectives are set way above you. But it's important to know what type of change you're dealing with. Is the CEO serious? And will she support you when you do the hard work of leadership, building capability, raising the performance bar, and replacing recalcitrant leaders with leaders who will fight for a high-performance culture? I've worked with a number of CEOs who weren't prepared to do what it takes to improve the culture. To be fair, they'd really like to improve the culture. They know that they should improve the culture. They're prepared to do a bunch of stuff that they hope will improve the culture. But they have unspoken limits about what they're actually prepared to do to enable culture change. And unfortunately, more often than not, these are the things that make the most difference, the difference between success and failure. For more depth on this insight, have a listen to episode 37 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. The CEO wants culture change. Or does he? We'll leave a link in the notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.